Picture yourself in the shoes of Jesus' disciples. Jesus, the one who was healing people. Jesus, the one that you heard people calling the Son of God, died. You watched it happen. Now what? Well, here's what from John 20. On Sunday evening, when the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord, and Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told them, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I won't believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. Let's pray together. God, we ask that you open our ears, that you open our eyes, that you open our hearts, that you open us to your peace, that you continue to shape us into your people of forgiveness, and that we may come to believe that much more today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Why was the first thing out of the mouth of the resurrected Jesus to his followers? Peace. Why speak peace to one another? He could have come in and said any number of things. Why that? Why peace? Well, it's probably because they were doing exactly what we do in times of uncertainty. They were trying to figure out the future. They were worried. And what do you say to someone who's worried? Peace. Israel's in shambles. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. The place is completely divided. Rome is all over the place. People are like, "Well, Rome isn't so bad." Yeah, they are. No, they're not. Place is just falling apart. And Jesus comes in and says, "Peace be with you." You know, and top it all off, before that, it seemed like it was just a couple of weeks ago, right when we thought we had all of our hope in place. Everything was lined up. Everything was going so well, and then the source of our hope goes and gets himself killed. But then, in this story we just heard, Jesus shows up alive. He's there. And what does Jesus say to them? Peace. As in, calm down. Calm down. You may have all kinds of ideas about what happened next. And then what does Jesus offer them? Not all the answers, but peace. I wonder what the rest of the conversations looked like after Jesus showed up alive, after they watched him die. So do we drive out the Romans now? Get them out of Jerusalem? No. Peace. What? No, not peace. War. We need to show them how wrong they are. They're ruining our country. Jesus again. No. Peace. What does Jesus emphasize? Listen again to this later part of the story. Jesus could have said any number of things, especially based on what he has already said up to this point. So after Jesus says peace, what does he say? What does he emphasize? Here it is, 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And then a week later, you know, stop and think about that. A week later, they are afraid. They are shut up in a house, closed, behind locked doors. And then a week later, after they've seen the resurrected Jesus, are they out partying in the streets? No. You know where they are a week later? Same place. 26. A week later, his disciples were again in the house. And Thomas was with them. Doors were shut. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And that's when he says to Thomas, "Put your finger here, reach out your hands, touch me." Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." And what does Jesus say to him? "Have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not yet seen and yet have come to believe." Peace, forgive, believe. Jesus could have said a lot to their worried minds and worried hearts. Jesus could have said so many different things, but peace, forgive, believe. And that was a week later, which is exactly where we are right now, a week later. It's a week after Easter. So what does the Sunday after Easter look like in your life? Right now, today, what does the week after Easter look like in your life today? What does it look like in our life together? You have any plans? You worried about anything? You carrying around any anxiety? No. Not in the company of the living Jesus. Peace, forgive, believe. And you know what that's called? That's called a world imagined in Scripture. That's called aspirational. That means we come here together and we say, peace, forgive, believe. No worries, no anxieties. Maybe not in here. We got to go back out there in a minute. That's where all of it is. And so we come in here and we listen to Jesus. We listen to him walk into our room, this room that we are closed up in. And Jesus comes in and says, peace, forgive, believe. What's 2023 going to look like? 2024? I don't know, but I'll take a shot in the dark. Earthquakes and grandmothers who love their children. Shootings and churches who will surround the grieving with compassion. Crooked politicians and food banks who will give people real food. Hate crimes and individuals who will keep teaching and living the way of mercy. Hot afternoons and a cold Topo Chico with my son-in-law. Mountains, valleys, and places in between. Good things and bad things, and plenty of opportunities to listen to Jesus, to practice Jesus, to live Jesus. Peace, forgive, believe. We are worried about the future, uncertain, locked in our houses for fear of everything. And Jesus walks in, peace, forgive, believe. I may not be able to tell you what you want to hear, but as God is my witness, I am confident that I'm telling you what you need to hear, what we all need to hear. Peace, forgive, believe. Peace, forgive, believe. Peace, forgive, believe.